Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, February the 12th. We have two topics today, Talking Horse Productions and Room at the Inn. But let's start first of all with Janet Schischler. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you, Paul.
Representing Room at the Inn. And if our listeners are not familiar with what this is, why don't you explain it?
It is a interfaith and interdenominational volunteer effort to provide warm and safe housing for the homeless population during the months of January and February. That's our mission.
And you're working with five separate churches, right?
We've had five separate churches, actually six, counting the overflow. We started at Broadway Christian, and then we moved to Calvary Episcopal, Missouri United Methodist, and now we're at Sacred Heart Catholic downtown. And next week we will move to Community United Methodist out on Broadway.
Okay.
Again.
And what you're doing is you are providing, my goodness, with this cold weather that we've had, you're providing a place for people to come in and spend the night.
That is correct.
And be warm.
They come in about 6:30, and we have them. We have to ask them to leave at 7 in the morning, which is really hard on these snowy
days. Yeah. So where do these people go then?
Well, there are warming centers around town. The day center is open in the library and the armory. There are several places that.
So they can come in at 6:30 in the evening, spend the night there, be warm, and then they have to leave at 7 in the morning and go to a warming center.
Correct.
If necessary.
That's correct.
Now, you said you're only going to be open through the end of February.
We have arrangements through the end of February. If the weather is still as bad as it has been and cold and wet and everything, we will try to stay open in March if we have another church or another facility where we can house them.
So people listening to us right now, if they want to help out with this, what can they do?
They can. There's several ways to help. We can use monetary donations. We can use in-kind donations like paper products and food products and that kind of thing. And we need lots of volunteers. We have about 300 to 350 volunteers that come in and work different shifts.
So they're working all night long.
Well, no. They can work in the evening, they can come in just for an hour and help us set up, or they can spend the whole evening, or they can spend the night, overnight, or they can come in the morning. If anybody's interested, they can send an email to room@thein@centurylink.net.
Okay, room at the inn. Is it all like, is it one word?
All one word, lowercase.
Okay, room@thein@centurytel.net.
No. CenturyLink.
CenturyLink.net. Room at the Inn at CenturyLink.net. Or is there a phone number they can call?
The email is really the easiest way because then they can just tell us what level of interest they have, and then we will either send them a link to volunteer for the a shift or to come to a training session or to donate.
So if you want to help out, room at the Inn at CenturyTel.
CenturyLink.
CenturyLink.net.
Right. I should have written that out for you.
That's okay. You know, you get a little bit older and you forget things. Thank you very much, Janet.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Now we turn to Ed Hansen and Trent Rash. Good to have you here from Talking Horse Productions.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. And you've got a new production that starts, 2 days from today? On Valentine's Day.
We open in 2 days, that's right.
And what's the name of this one?
It's called Songs for a New World.
Oh, I've got it right here in front of me. Songs for a New World. I told you, I'm getting older.
How old are you?
Older than Pat Acres, that's for sure. My. Songs for a New World. And you're opening on Valentine's Day. And Trent, you are the director. character. Tell me about Songs for a New World.
Sure. It is not your typical musical. It, you know, most musicals, there's characters that you see all the way through, and there's a conflict, and it gets resolved. And this actually is more of a song cycle. So it's a bunch of different songs put together with a unifying theme, but there's not one sort of plot line that runs all the way through.
Mm. Well, is it going to have a happy ending?
Well, some songs have happy endings, and some songs may not have happy endings. And in the end, though, I do feel that you'll leave feeling happy.
Okay. How many are these songs that we are going to recognize, or are they songs written for Songs for a New World?
They were songs written for various other functions that ended up being put together because they could see through them sort of a theme about moments in people's lives where they had to make decisions about what to do next. And so they put them all together, and it ended up coming up with a really nice sort of theme about this is what happens when we're confronted with a moment in our life and how do we
and
respond.
We all have that.
We all have those every day.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ed, why did you decide to do this show?
Well, I've always been in love with Jason Robert Brown's music. He's the composer for this show. And people who are involved in musical theater often love to talk about Jason Robert Brown. And why doesn't anybody produce a Jason Robert Brown show? And I thought, well, this is a great little vehicle for my theater company because we are a small theater. Mm-hmm. It doesn't require massive sets. It really relies on the storytelling through the songs to make a connection with the audience. And that's what we do best at Talking Horse anyway, is bringing really strong scripts and really strong characters to life and making that connection with our audience. So yeah, it seemed like a perfect fit.
So how many people are in the production?
There's only four, two men and two women.
And how many songs?
There are 17 songs. So they're doing a lot of singing.
Yeah, they are, and telling a lot of stories.
Absolutely.
So you're opening on Valentine's Day. So you run February the 14th and 15th, and then you run the next weekend.
And on the Sunday the 16th.
Sunday the 16th.
Our Sunday shows are at different times.
Okay, Sunday show looks like it's at 6 o'clock in the evening on February 16th.
Right.
And then the following weekend, you're running February 21st and 22nd at 7:30. That's a Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And then you do a Sunday show at 2 o'clock.
Now, let me talk to you about that. We listen to our audience members, and we've got some older folks who don't like driving at night.
Oh, nice.
And so, and we had been doing our Sunday shows at 6.
Yeah.
So we decided that our closing Sunday shows each year this season for each of our shows will be at 2. And then that way, if people have not been able to get out and see a show in the evening, they can come to that closing show. And then that gives us more time to put things away before we go home.
You're doing that for us older people.
That's right. Who are you again?
Well, that's good. So the first weekend you're doing it at 6 o'clock, and then for the next weekend you're doing it for us people who don't like to drive at night.
That's exactly right. I presented to a couple of civic groups, and they've said we would love to come to theater, but we don't like to get out at night.
Oh, I understand that. All right. For more information or for tickets, what do they do?
The best thing to do is visit our website, www.talkinghorseproductions.org, or you can find us on Facebook, and there are links directly to just click right there and buy your tickets, or you can come to the box office.
Songs for a New World. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Tomorrow, Kathy Barton, Dave Pera will be here singing. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio's Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.